All those who've been my mothers, all sentient beings, limitless as space, supplicate the Guru who is the precious Buddha. All those who've been my mothers, all sentient beings, supplicate the Guru who is the precious Dharmakaya, the all-pervading. All those who've been my mothers, all sentient beings, limitless as space, supplicate the Guru who is the Sambhogakaya, the great fifth. All those who've been my mothers, all sentient beings, limitless as space, supplicate the Guru who is the compassionate Nirmanakaya. We practice with our body, our speech, and our mind. The many precious tools which have been shared, how to work with body, how to work with breath, with speech. This morning, Brother Ralph shared a very powerful practice, very precious practice, just working with the breath. And our sister Konya has shared many precious ways in which we can work with the body, and other teachers have shared with you how we work with synchronizing body, speech, and mind. There are five elements: earth, air, fire, water, and space. They represent five wisdoms, five Buddha families, five types of qualities of beings. Earth is yellow. It represents generosity, immense generosity. It is enriching, and its wisdom is peace. Its wisdom is equanimity. Fire is red. Its wisdom is discriminating awareness wisdom, compassion. Water is blue. Represents intellect, indestructible intellect. Mirror-like wisdom. And the north is green. It's wind. Represents karma, all accomplishing action. And in the middle, the space which accommodates everything, which integrates all the Buddha qualities. So we practice and we have these tools in order to realize our indestructible, Vajra, Vajra Jnana. Vajra means indestructible, like diamond. So we practice in order to realize, to know our Vajra body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind, to realize our basic goodness, our true nature. And in the celebration, I call it like the three R's. It's rassemblement, we're gathering together, we're recollecting in order to repair, to make reparations, to heal, and also to renew our commitment to be vehicles for reconciliation. I shared with you last night where I feel that actually this is a meeting, and we've met like this before, and this is a meeting of the Cosmic Peace Corps volunteers. And this is our orientation for a task ahead of us. We embark on it with enormous inspiration and confidence and pride, Vajra pride, and joy that practice is not an ordeal. Actually, we have received good news. We are inspired. It's not grim stuff. Actually, we can be gentle with ourselves and playful. Often when people begin practice, you feel like, because you're encountering stuff and it seems hard, it seems like marathon stuff, and you've got to strive. And actually, it's about letting go. Letting go. Being gentle. I greet you with full heart and invoke great blessings and goodness, and that the wisdom will flourish. That's it. Thank you.
Can you say something about very strong emotions like rage, lust, greed?
Well, beginner's practice, one way is when you sit and you focus on something, your breath. What occurs in the mind, you notice it and label it thinking. At first, what we encounter is discursive mind, a lot of chatter. And you notice that, and you go back to your breath. When there is pain in the body, it first is a thought. It's not easy for us to acknowledge that it's thought, but you try it. Acknowledge it as thought. And your mind will flip to something else, that maybe you need to go and pee now. And that also is a thought. And if you notice it, butterfly mind will jump around a lot. And maybe it will come back to pain. You acknowledge it as a thought. Emotions, lust, anger, jealousy, are only VIP thoughts. They tend to want to take us away. And then you remember to come back to your breath. And there are practices where you work with being able to make friends with everything that arises in your mind. And to be able to work with the emotions just as energy, without thinking of them as good or bad or preferable or whatever. Tonglin, the practice of sending and taking, where you are working with the breath, where you're breathing in. Anger, rage, you notice your own and you acknowledge it, and you can embrace the rage of the world, embrace it, breathe it in, transform it into loving kindness. Shall we try it? I'm going to ring the gong, and when we begin, you may close your eyes. So connect with any negative emotion you have. Rage is easy, anger, jealousy, hate, even just irritation. When is she going to shut up? Just arouse any negative thing. Feel annoyed. working with the breath. Breathe in annoyance. Transform it into gentle blue, peaceful light. Fill the room with the light. Think of places where there are lots of angry people. Embrace the anger of the world. Embrace the irritation. Breathe it in. All the things we don't want, we can't stand. Let's breathe it in. It's workable. The cosmic Peace Corps, garbage cleaners, the vacuums for the neurosis of the world. Let's breathe it in. Let's take it all in. Big heart. We're reversing what we usually want to do, is to push it away. Take it in. Embrace the world. Embrace the world's suffering. Take it in. The warriors, peacemakers. I'm sorry. It's my fault. Take it in. Can I help? Take it in. Thank you. What's your question? I believe that you are a beginner to sitting meditation practice, right? Okay. So what's been happening here is you're being introduced to tools, techniques of meditation practice, like Zen practice. Sitting practice. You begin by sitting and doing nothing and making friends with how your mind plays. Developing mindfulness about developing awareness of how your mind plays. Right? Normally, we don't notice. So for a moment we sit and do nothing, but pay attention to mind. And at first, one of the reasons why we keep silence is that it's distracting. It's one of the ways in which we don't notice. So we sit, we keep quiet, really not talking, and experience our mind. And at first, beginner's practice, what you discover is the confusion, is a noise inside our heads. So that's why in a retreat setting we also say, when you go out and so on for the whole day, as far as possible, silence in that sense of being quiet, so that you can notice what's happening inside. There's a lot of noise inside. You discover, that's what we learn to discover. And sometimes it's like storm. And we notice, and we notice all things. And we also notice when it's quiet inside. But there's no preference. We don't give any special value to any special state of mind. We just notice what happens. And sometimes it's quiet, and sometimes it's turbulent, and sometimes whatever. So it's noticing, being mindful of that. You want to? Let me see if I can address that a bit too. If you're not quiet, if you're busy here, often we can't listen, we don't hear. And like particularly in your work, all right, I would hazard you have developed a skill, if you like, a practice for careful listening. And if I were working with you, as like a meditation instructor, to really be working with you, it would need, you know, like, then how to build on that, how to work with being aware of what's happening in here, and also being aware of with whom you are, and how to carefully listen. And recognize states of mind too in other. But you can do it.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.